Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Have a very important transmission lined up for you today. We have Philip Klein, a filmmaker, in studio. He has made a film called Begging for Billionaires, dealing with the New London Kelo decision of 4 years ago, where wealthy companies and individuals openly can pay off local politicians to have them then take your property and basically give it to them. And so we will really do a retrospective on what's happened the last 4 years since the New London Kelo decision and the horrors that have transpired against property rights in this country. Then we have Richard Gage popping in for 30 minutes or so with a lot of big new developments in architects and engineers and scientists and peer-reviewed journals all over the world, from the Netherlands to Japan, from Denmark to the United States, from Canada to Brazil, looking at the evidence of thermite in the World Trade Center's complex when the globalists blew them up via controlled demolition back in September 11, 2001. And then Gerald Celente with his latest trends forecast on the economy, joining us in the final hour today and taking your phone calls. Okay, that said, I have a lot of economic news. I have a lot of police state news. We have a federal judge ruling that telecoms can spy without warrants, the complete end of the Fourth Amendment certified from Congress and the courts. Just open tyranny and despotism. The government is declaring itself at all levels rogue and completely despotic and criminal. It is the bona fide tyranny, the tyrannus maximus. But all of that has to go to the back burners in this first hour today. Every month or so, I run into a story where I wish to clear all the decks, but I'm not going to cancel these three guests we have today because they're all very important, very informative, very important topics. But I will tell you that I don't want to just come out of the gates and cover this because it doesn't give it enough import. I have noticed that if I want something to get attention, if I want it to break through into mainstream media, if I want to make a mark on the psyche of the planet with my listeners, I have to first get our wonderful, dynamic, intelligent, incredibly influential audience who have driven thousands of major stories into the mainstream media with our angle, our spin, the establishment would say. And I need you to blow through the gatekeepers. I need you to blast them in the info war. This is a prime directive in the fight against the New World Order, and I know you use whatever means necessary in the info war to get the information out. And it ties into Obama's visit to the Middle East. It ties into the latest fear-mongering by the CIA and the control corporate organs of disinformation. It deals with Glenn Beck. It is a story up on Infowars.com right now by Kurt Nemo. I asked Kurt Nemo last night to do a story on this. I asked Steve Watson to do a story on this, and he's finished up in one story and doing another today on this because I want to get his perspective and angle on it, which are all different than slightly different than mine or Kurt Nemo's. Because covering this tyranny, you know, it's all through the eye of the beholder. The staggering level of duplicity and deception and evil. But Howard Glenn Beck, the DHS report saying gun owners and veterans are terrorists. Osama bin Laden's latest fake speech from the grave. Obama's visit to the Middle East. How do they all tie together? We'll tell you coming up.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Friends, thank you for joining us. You're now well into the transmission of the second segment here. It is Thursday, the fourth day of June 2009. We have 3 hours and 51 minutes, 20 seconds spanning out before us. Gerald Celente in the last hour today, top trends forecaster, Richard Gage, founder and head of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, coming up. And then, of course, Philip Klein in studio, the maker of Begging for Billionaires, the true story of the new eminent domain crimes going on in this country under the Supreme Court ruling, saying they can take any private property anytime they want, any way they want. And the Supreme Court ruled you've got a Second Amendment, but it's open to the federal government and states to interpret what that Second Amendment is, including complete bans. So it literally states you have a right to hand all your firearms in. You got to love these lawyers. They go, yeah, you got a right to keep and bear arms. We have a right to ban them. The right means you hand them over. You have a right to be slapped upside the head repeatedly and drugged by your hair off into the night to be raped by the New World Order. That's what it comes down to. I saw this yesterday when it was first in the Washington Times, one of the official organs of CIA disinformation. I mean, they have it been on record that they put out disinfo for the federal government. So does the New York Times with fake yellow cake uranium from Niger to Iraq and fake stories about aluminum tubes and nuclear purification centrifuges that are complexes that are the size of 100 football fields. They claim were buried under rose bushes in Iraq. Mobile weapons trucks supposedly for producing anthrax that they knew day one from Jane's Weapons Dictionary. Or British mobile trucks for pumping up hydrogen surveillance balloons to direct artillery. It's a World War I era technology for directing artillery in the Iran-Iraq war, sold to them by the British with U.S. funding. They said those were anthrax trucks. That's how dumb they think the public is. They openly show the world four hydrogen trucks for pumping up hydrogen balloons. They've got make, model, serial number. Every military on Earth instantly knows what they are. The United States has these, but uses helium because we have some of the only helium mines in the United States. But I digress off into issues that really don't matter. They've been striking helium in East Texas. Very interesting. On one of the ranches nearby ours, I wish they'd strike helium on our property. Our problems would be over very quickly, wouldn't they? The point is, I digress, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're idiots, and I wouldn't call people idiots or even stupid. People are distracted. They are knowledgeable about hot rods. Men are knowledgeable about Budweiser and tattoos and acting tough. And I'm not saying if you drink Budweiser or have tattoos, you're bad. I'm saying that's what people are knowledgeable in. They're knowledgeable in surfing, or they're knowledgeable in skateboards, or they're knowledgeable in football, or they're knowledgeable in their particular business. If it's selling carpet and tile or used cars, or if you're a doctor, you're knowledgeable in your specialty, but all your extra time is golfing and parasailing. Who knows? But people have almost no knowledge of how the world works, or say the Muslim factions, 79% Sunni, 19% Shiite, and the other 2% are different groups of splinter organizations from Islam. And they know that the public doesn't know. They just think of a Muslim as somebody with dark skin wearing a turban or a headdress. They don't even know there are Muslims in Indonesia. They don't even know there are Muslims in China. They don't even know that there are Muslims in Latin America. They don't know anything about Islam. They have no idea. I've seen a lot of people that think Islam predates Judaism and Christianity, which it doesn't. They have no idea about anything. And so the media can sit up there and say, Iran is funding Al-Qaeda. Really? Al-Qaeda is Sunni, Wahhabi, to be specific, out of Saudi Arabia. It is the branch of Islam that says you don't have to have a genetic relation to the Prophet Muhammad or his family to be a religious leader. That is the majority group, 79%. And they hate the Shiites, and the Shiites hate them a lot more than they even hate Jews or Christians, on average. And so the media has the nerve to get up on TV and radio and the print and say Iran is Al-Qaeda and funding Al-Qaeda. That's like saying Superman is Lex Luthor. The average American would know that's ridiculous. Everybody knows Lex Luthor is the arch nemesis, the leader of the Legion of Doom against Superman, or Jor-El from the planet Krypton. You know all about that fairy tale, and you know that Lex Luthor is not Superman. Now, to the Arabs and to the Muslims, it is as ridiculous to see our news, which they watch, and to read our newspapers, which they read, and to see them saying that Iran is al-Qaeda. On top of it, Cy Hirsch reported 4 years ago. We reported 5 years ago. Now mainstream news the last 2 years has reported. The White House, a year and a half ago, the Bush White House put out the huge news is coming. I want to build up to this. Put out a press release on whitehouse.gov. And I covered it on air ad nauseum. You can go pull it up. Saying, yes, we're funding 4 freedom fighting organizations out of Iraq to fight Iran in Iran and to destabilize and overthrow the country. And Israel's put out press releases saying the same thing over and over again. And who do you think the 4 groups are? Well, one of them's Kurdish, but the other 3 are Wahhabist funded out of Saudi Arabia, the U.S. allies, who do you expect? The Wahhabists are the army of the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Al-Qaeda is the army of the New World Order. Everywhere you go, they are the strike force. They are the people the CIA sends in, that Mossad sends in. They are the people. They are the sword of the New World Order. And that's why Barack Hussein Obama bowed to the Saudi king. And that's why I have the headline here from the Washington Post. Obama sought Saudi king's advice before Cairo speech, prostrating himself before him again. Because there was an alliance made. You know the movie Lawrence of Arabia? It's a true story. Watch it. With Peter O'Toole? Watch it. Those tribes he's giving machine guns and granados to, hand grenades to, that is the House of Saud. One little tribal fiefdom, duchy, that made an alliance with England. And that's why they were given Saudi Arabia. And that's why the British tried to give them Iraq. And that's why they've given them the whole of the Middle East. And that's why they overthrew Iran using them. And that's why they started a war with the Russians in 79. On record, Brzezinski's written a book about it, bragging. It's declassified, but you can go to him himself admitting it. The Russians invade to stop the attack on the other stands to the north of Afghanistan. They use al-Qaeda to attack Serbia as a pretext and then say, oh, look, the Serbs are killing innocent Muslims and go in. They use al-Qaeda everywhere. They use al-Qaeda in Chechnya against Russia. It's just a fact. It's like they use Pol Pot to kill 30% of the population of Cambodia, and Brzezinski brags about that. These are murdering criminals. Sunni Islam works for the New World Order. Now, 99.9% of Sunni Muslims are not terrorists, are not out attacking anybody. And I respect their religion and their culture. And I'm not saying that Sunni Islam itself works for the New World Order. I'm stating a fact that radical Sunni extremism is the sword of the British U.S. and Israeli Empire, and it is a fact, and I will state it here on record. Just like Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and UPI and AP have all reported, and it's in my film Road to Tyranny, you can just search engine the headline, Israel created Hamas. Israel brags, and they said, oh yes, as a counterbalance to who? To who? Hezbollah! Hezbollah! Shiite! Iran! Now there's your fact, ladies and gentlemen, and no one will talk about this. No one will put the pieces together that are admitted on record. Why? And the Shiites are not innocent as well. Remember Iran-Contra, the weapons to the Iranians. This is a very dark and devious game that is played. Now, I'm going to finish up breaking down this key secret you're not supposed to know. It's all on record. It's just no one puts the 4 or 5 big public pieces together. And then I'm going to tell you what Glenn Beck's doing. You want to know how the feds are going to come after gun owners and conservatives? Get ready. I'm going to tell you their attack profile.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Subterfuge, intrigue, the intrigues of the king's court. Have you studied the Byzantine Empire? Have you studied the Roman court, the Babylonian court, the Qin's court in China, the Aztec courts, the Toltecs? Have you studied how humans behave, how the ruthless operate? Then it'll all make perfect sense. The truth is, the leadership of Egypt, the leadership of Iran, the leadership of the United States, the leadership of Israel, the leadership of England, the leadership of Russia, the leadership of Germany, the leadership of Japan, they are all what you would call evil. They are all ruthless. They are all about being top dog and using deception and subterfuge to maintain power. And they need wars with each other to dominate and control their internal populations. So more often than not, they stage these conflicts at a certain level with each other. There is enmity, there is hatred. There are occasional true overthrows and coups. But if you look at the hundreds of wars between the French and their the Norse French and their Norse cousins, the British, which were Germanic themselves, foreign monarchs. So it was really when the Germans 270 years ago took England back over with a purely German dynasty, it was only Germanic rulers coming back home. And they had endless wars with the French. And every time the French got in trouble politically and needed a distraction, needed to be able to raise taxes and get away with it, every time the city of Paris was in danger of falling to the little baronies around it, they would start a new war with England. And there are famous letters. In fact, I want to do a film and mention this and show some of the famous letters where they would talk about, cousin, I'm having problems here. I think it's time for a war. And they would have 5-year, 10-year, 20-year, 30-year, 40-year, 100-year wars to consolidate control over their own populations. It's a big game they play with people's lives. You know, that famous line in Braveheart, which may not be historical in that film, but there are many historical examples of where the king orders his men, Longshanks, to fire into the ranks of both his soldiers and the Scots, and they say, but we'll hit our own men. But yes, we'll hit some of theirs as well. This is the attitude. This is the mindset. This is the system. And so you have the Sunnis, the Wahhabists, all the subgroups of Islam originating out of its birthplace, Saudi Arabia. It is the majority of Islam, 79 to 80%, depending on which encyclopedia of religion you look at. They are tools of British intelligence, and they are always used. They were used in 53 to overthrow the secular president, Mohammad Mossadegh. They were used to attack the Russians. They were used to attack the Serbs. They have been used over and over again. They were used to take the blame of attacking the American people so that the Saudis' enemies, Iraq and Iran, could then be attacked by the United States. See how that works? The Israelis and the Saudis get the United States to attack their enemies. Isn't that the smart way? Take the Chinese fighting fish. The smartest fighting fish, if there's more than two, one will sit off. Normally the dominant one will sit off and wait while the weaker two weaken each other. And when one is dead, the survivor will then have to face the fresh, more intelligent fighting fish. I mean, this is elementary chess. This isn't even chess. This is checkers. Can the American people, can the British people, can the Iranian people, can the people of Israel, the people of Europe, the people of the world grow up and get past how the globalist balkanizes? When we get back, I'm going to break down the treason of Glenn Beck against the Republic. And you know me, I don't spend my time attacking talk show hosts, Limbaugh and even Savage and others. I disagree with Savage on quite a bit, but I still defend his First Amendment. No, if anyone is a government agent, it is Glenn Beck, and this abomination will be exposed. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Some folks are born.
Some folks are born. Make the way to fly. Ooh. The red, white, and blue.
The red, yeah. White, and blue.
And when the band plays, hell to the chief, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you. So then, but it ain't me.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to break down the big news story of the day. We're going to get into all the other news. We've got three very informative guests coming up today. Before I do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is HomeGain, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you do is type in your home address, and you'll get a free estimate of your home's value, according to realtors and home sellers, becoming more realistic on home prices. Go to blog.HomeGain.com and see the HomeGain home price survey results. There is a new feature called Street View, where you can look at the house and street level and take a virtual tour through the neighborhood you were interested in. You've got to see it for yourself, and again, it's all absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you, all free. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, they tell you the most inexpensive ways to remodel for the best resale value with their Home Sale Maximizer. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit Max, the little orange gorilla banner on Infowars.com or go to HOMEGAIN.com. That's homegain.com. One other sponsor I want to tell you about today is My Solar Backup. Great little solar panel battery control system. Very easy to use. Great way to get you started getting into solar systems and getting off the grid. MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. Get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. The website's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com, or give them a toll-free call, 877-327-0365. Again, that number is 877-327-0365. You know, when I have a story this sickening, this disgusting, this filthy, it really makes my stomach turn. It's bad enough to have corporate whores up on TV and radio posing like they love America and that they're fighting corruption and care about the common man. And a lot of them do that. Some of them just masquerade as unbiased news reporters. And they'll pose as liberal or conservative to try to fool the public into believing that they don't work for the New World Order, the offshore banks, playing the whole left-right, phony, theatrical, thespian, Shakespearean charade. But few are as obviously disingenuous, few are as obviously fake, and none revel in the deception. I mean, really bad con artists, really bad slime bags, really wicked dirt bags. Con artists believe their own bull, and they revel in conning people. They enjoy their deception. They enjoy getting it over on people. You know, Rush Limbaugh, I heard Rush Limbaugh sell out. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh 19 years ago. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh when I was a senior in high school. One of the first places he got syndicated to was Austin, Texas, and Dallas. And I could listen to him on two different stations. And he was different. It was all about the Second Amendment and socialism and corruption. And I watched Limbaugh morph into what he is today. And he really is a shameful egomaniac whose mind's partially rotted from synthetic heroin known as OxyContin. And he's a horrible hypocrite who says put people in jail for their first time with cocaine, but don't put him in jail, doctor shopping and taking 100 OxyContins a day. But he's a sad person. I hear him on air slip in anti-New World Order stuff occasionally. I hear him tell the truth sometimes. I hear him going to the edge. I have discernment. I have research. I have history. I can tell that at his core, Limbaugh is not a bad person. Same thing with Michael Savage. Michael Savage, I agree with about 80% of what he has to say. I don't agree with putting people that disagree with the war in FEMA camps and then, quote, because we don't want to pay for them, making them work forced labor camps. And then bitching and moaning when the now disgraced resigned, caught stealing money, Jackie Smith, training the kids of England to tattle on their parents and saying, we'll arrest you if you criticize open borders. You know, then whining when she tries to restrict his free speech. Now, I still defended his free speech because we all hang together or we hang separate. But I can listen to Savage and I can tell you that guy believes what he's saying and he's an ideologue. So you can respect someone who is real. But I don't respect con artists. I do not respect shysters and slime balls. I do not respect people laughing at their audience. Somebody email Rob D at Infowars.com. Andy Griffin. What's the real actor's name? He played the part of a small town scam artist who gets on the radio, and he gets on national TV, and nobody can bring him down, and now he's bullying the whole government. And then at the end, he doesn't know he's still live on TV, and he's making fun of his idiot audience, and now he's conning him. What's the name of that movie? Well, I want somebody tell us the name of that. We'll play the end of that movie later on the show today at PrisonPlanet.tv when we're simulcasting. What is the name of it? I even years ago bought the DVD wanting to play a clip on local television and to point out shyster media. The issue is he is laughing at you. I saw a video clip on the InfoWars UK channel, a fan put up. And in there, it's got clips of Beck being disingenuous and doing fake crying and even acting like he has a tear. And it looks like a third grade acting class. It's so bad. And then he raises his one finger up like he's removing a tear from his eye. And he just goes, oh, he grabs his heart and goes, oh, I just love America. And he goes around doing these tours and gets up and brags and goes, I just signed a $45 million contract. And the crowd goes, ooh, you know, the kind of money-worshipping yuppies that he sells to. And you're saying, what does this have to do with the CIA running Wahhabi al-Qaeda groups, attacking with the number three in al-Qaeda commanding one of the groups, on record attacking Iranians, bombing mosques, bombing dams, bombing schools? The Iranians catch them, and the U.S. and Israel and England are on record saying, yes, they work for us, and they're defusing bombs on airplanes planted by al-Qaeda, openly working for the United States. Openly! This is all admitted! And I got to see Glenn Beck up there talking about Iran funding al-Qaeda to attack the United States. But that isn't even the news. That isn't even the big issue I'm about to cover. Before I went to sports, you know, I've been on 98.9 before it went Spanish and 1260 before it went sports, and I'm on 590. It's been talk radio since the 60s. Hopefully they won't change formats. That'll never happen, hopefully. But the issue is, I remember hearing back, 8 years ago. Seems like yesterday, but 7, 8 years ago, on 1260 when he was first being syndicated. And they didn't just carry my show, re-airing it at night. I would go in and fill in sometimes for Paul Pryor, Cactus Pryor's son, who did a show there. And so I would listen to this guy. And I thought, man, that guy's disingenuous. Man, that guy's a fake. And he would admit back then, I'm an entertainer, I'm an actor. He did great redos of War of the Worlds. You know, he does great radio theater. The guy's talented. So understand, when I criticized Glenn Beck, you know, what shocked me was when he came out and said Ron Paul supporters should be arrested. They're really Timothy McVeigh's. Ron Paul's dangerous. He's bad. And I came on air and criticized him a year and a half ago. I got a lot of mean emails and calls saying, you're just jealous of Glenn Beck. And I'm like, no, he's following a talking point that I see O'Reilly and Hannity and everybody else following, saying militias are terrorists and work with al-Qaeda and are going to attack us. And I said, don't you understand that's a talking point? And that went on and on. And then I told people 4 or 5 months ago, I said, Glenn Beck every day says he's going to cover this FEMA thing, hyping it, and that he thinks they're real. I said, you watch, he's going to say they're fake. And I called a month beforehand what his program would be and exactly what fake camps he would cover, because I identified these 12, 13 years ago on air. Linda Thompson's baloney about railway stations, Amtrak depots. And it was exactly what I said, but even worse, with Popular Mechanics, Hearst Publishing, the fathers of yellow journalism, literally in the encyclopedia next to their name is yellow journalism. You know, the joke of next to ugly in the dictionary is a picture of you. Well, next to yellow journalism, there's a picture of Popular Mechanics. Literally. And so it was worse than I said, but exactly what I said to a point, and then some. I mean, I know the mind of this guy. I know the enemy. I know their playbooks. And let me tell you, Glenn Beck is an actual CIA officer. He's that, or he's a defense intel or something else. I mean, that guy is an officer. He holds rank. Guaranteed. No doubt. Just like George Orwell held rank in BBC as a wartime propagandist. He'd been a member of the secret police before that in India, and that's how he woke up to the whole thing. And, of course, he found out while he was there that the British had been funding Hitler and Stalin the entire time. That's why he wrote 1984 and hid out while he did it, and they clearly killed Eric Blair, known as George Orwell. That's a Glenn Beck that decided to tell the truth. His name is Eric Blair. You know him as George Orwell. There is no doubt, Glenn Beck, I'm calling you out, just like when General Tommy Franks was saying the exact same words as Cigar Aficionado and CNN and Fox and Good Morning America, that, gee, I'm real sad that America is going to have to get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but it's what the people want. It's the only thing that will keep us safe. That's a lie, saying the people want it, putting it out there like, oh, gee, I'm sorry, this is what we got to do. And it was, we got to have martial law in America. And I said, that guy's on Pentagon payroll after he left the Pentagon, like all these other former generals, which they now have declassified and admitted. And they got weird tapes with the top five retired generals saying, with Rumsfeld, we need another 9/11. Should we have one? I mean, they were basically saying, yeah, they're even in on it. I mean, this is incredible. And I said, that guy's on payroll, like billions of dollars, you know, of other cash that goes to other media people. And then it came out. He was paid $500,000 in that year alone to go give a couple dozen talks on TV and to print saying martial law is what we need. For $500,000, Tommy Franks destroyed his name forever. That's buying somebody cheap, Benedict Arnold. Well, I'm calling you out, Glenn Beck. You got $40-plus million to do what you're doing, and you are a travesty and a shame. Again, I don't do this. I ignore other talk show hosts I'm before, but this guy is so dangerous, and I've called him every step of the way. He says Ron Paul people are McVeigh terrorists that need to have the, quote, army used against them. He comes out and says none of the FEMA camps exist and does a straw man debunking exactly as I told you. And remember, I can't stand watching him. It hurts my guts to see something this phony, this fake, this bad, because it's anti-matter to me. This is kryptonite to Alex Jones. The green stuff. I mean, I can't hardly look at him. This guy literally is one of the most evil people I've ever seen. He's right up there with Rumsfeld. He revels. It's a psychopathic enjoyment. There's a lot of cold-blooded globalists that do what they do because they're on the team they're on. They've thrown in their lot. They've decided to sell their soul. They know their family's in danger if they ever join us. So they just bite their tongue, bite the bullet, and do it. Not Beck. He revels in it like a George Soros. He revels in it. Rush Limbaugh does not revel in what he does. Except when he's particularly drugged out like he was during that speech. And clearly the guy's bombed out of his mind. Anybody who's seen drug addicts can tell that guy's in a narcotic delirium when he gave his Republican speech a few months ago. Poor guy. He's already gone deaf from the stuff. But the issue is he is not reveling in the evil. He's not just loving it. Loving the disinformation. It's the same thing with Overman. He's a Democratic hack, but I know people that know Overman, and I can watch him. I can tell he at least believes most of his baloney, and he's come out and attacked Obama now and then been slapped down for it about secret arrest and things like that. He's got some soul left. And the system lets them on air because they know if they don't show some reality, they'll lose all credibility. But when we get back, the latest outrage by Glenn Beck, he is coming out and going along with the DHS report that basically all conservatives and gun owners are with Al-Qaeda. And I told you he was going to do this. And he's going to do more and more of it. He has to get your confidence first. He's got to get in. He's got to infiltrate. Let's use a modern pop culture analysis. He's a Terminator. He's got skin on the outside. He wants to get into your base, get up into the chain of command, and blow the hell out of us. And that's what he's doing. He's doing a good job of it.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Reason I don't like Beck is because he's dangerous to the Republic.
Back before
they know they can't beat us, so they're trying to join us and take us over.
Vietnam War.
And it's so obvious, but he suckers in, he takes in the American people. What's happening is the population is awakening for the New World Order of the global government. And so he can come out and cover that and talk about that and talk about the new global currency and the New World Order. But then he parrots the exact Obama administration / George W. Bush administration line about how American militias, he then ties those to white supremacists to then demonize the Second Amendment, just as the DHS reports have done for over a decade. And he then ties that to Al-Qaeda. And this is what he's been doing for years, more boldly than anybody else. So his symbol is the Unite or Die revolutionary flag of the snake cut up in parts with the 13 colonies. And he says we got to fight the New World Order. And then the way we fight the New World Order is we arrest everybody who's basically a gun owner. Because that's what the DHS report says. It's saying veterans, they're going to come home and bomb all our cities. Gun owners, they're dangerous. People buying guns are the number one terror threat in America. They're going to join up with Al-Qaeda. And here's the key. I analyzed, why did they have al-Husseini Hussein and all these other Iraqis, these 3,000 George Bush brought in, 2,000 Bill Clinton brought in, George Bush Sr. after the war and then Bill Clinton. Why did they put them in black ops? Why did they put them in U.S. cities everywhere, trafficking and different things? Why were they with McVeigh on the surveillance tapes? FBI agents told the L.A. Times that. Why were there Iraqis? Why were they working for U.S. intelligence? And I analyzed it, and I thought about it, and I made a film, Road to Tyranny, about it. And I said, down the road, they want to claim that militias work with Muslim extremists. And so they planted this story and have these surveillance tapes to later use this if they need to and launch these Arab sleeper cells, which really work for the globalists. And that also fit in with 93, and it fit in with some other operations, and now I'm more sure than ever. How many years have I told you that when they try to link up Muslim extremists with the domestic patriot movement and tie it to Oklahoma City, that's the green light that they're getting ready to go after American gun owners, their real enemy? They're going to say we're all Al-Qaeda. And every piece, I mean, I already knew what they were going to do. I already knew their plan. But when it's confirmed, when it happens, when the research and the revelations then come true, the horror intensifies. And Beck is in the key cockpit manipulating all these levers, the Judas goat, to lead us into the slaughter. He is the Judas Iscariot. And he is a vomitous, venomous viper in our bosom. We have a guest coming up, but when the guest leaves us, I'm going to spend more time in the third hour on this because Gage is only with us about 20, 30 minutes because I want to play the Fox News clip. I want to go over it. Words cannot describe how treacherous and traitorous this is. He goes, I keep warning you about the unholy alliance of the militias and Al-Qaeda. And now they're going to hit us with a bio attack. What are we going to do about these people? I'm so worried about America. And he's sitting there. He starts doing a fake crying, and then he laughs. The son of a bitch laughs right in front of us, right at us. Please don't be conned by him. He is dangerous. He is one of the most vicious enemies of the Republic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.